Welcome to another motherfucking episode of Kill the Mockingbird. We're updating our fucking whole catalog right now. We had some technical issues back a few months and a lot of stuff got rearranged and unmixed. So here's an episode from August 14th with the Can't Suicide Us All. We're talking the 17th letter in AI PsyOps. Check it out, tell me what you think. Wake the fuck up or get woke the fuck up.
They're taking what you're saying to them, and they're hoping that you are what you talk. Let's be about everything we drop, because we're going to get tested on it. If the people on the street don't test us on it, God's going to test us on it.
Kill the Mockingbird. Truth to Report with Sean Chris.
My choices are between AI or, I guess, the Trump administration, just the government in general, CIA, all of that, you know, kind of just involved with it. But yeah, that's basically what I think it is. But I definitely think it's a PSYOP. The reason why I think it's a PSYOP is that it's just, well, I guess there's a lot of reasons, but everything, there's too much prediction involved for it not to be.
Yeah, I think that, like, to me, the reason I think it's a PSYOP is because I think it's like an AI PSYOP, because there's a lot of these AIs now that they have the capability of learning off of people. They had that Microsoft AI, Tay, that was had its own Twitter account. They said within an hour it went like super racist and denying the Holocaust because it was learning off what people were tweeting it.
Dang. Oh, wow.
So that's how they learn.
They know it that fast.
Yeah, like that fast. So within an hour. So they took it down, obviously. So with that being said, there's a lot of other AI. So I was like, okay, imagine if someone implanted an AI on 4chan, right? And on 4chan, they put the AI. The AI is learning from everything that's on 4chan. And what is 4chan? A bunch of conspiracies? And then why is QAnon almost one huge conspiracy, right? It's like all the conspiracies put together, which would make sense because an AI would only associate the with those, you know what I mean?
Yeah, which is hilarious because I think the QAnon movement has turned into mainly conservatives and Christians. That's kind of funny that it came from 4chan, because there's like none of that on there.
Yeah. Well, the thing too is, like, obviously, like, with the Q movement, and that's also the other thing with the Q drops and the Q movement, a lot of, like I said, all the people in the Q movement, there's great people. Like, they all, like, they're all,
oh, yeah, definitely.
Ending human trafficking, I'm with them 100%. All of us are with them on that. Yeah. I just don't believe that the Q drop is, like, I just feel like it's a I feel like it's a counter PSYOP to the BLM PSYOP.
Yeah, definitely. I could see that. To me, the main purpose of it is for us to not fight back while the New World Order is implemented. So if you notice, mainly patriots are Q followers.
Yep.
And they're all the ones with the guns.
Yep.
So, that's just what I think, and it seems to be working because we're losing all of our freedoms so fast, and no one's really doing much about it.
And they're even trying to make examples of people that do try to defend themselves.
That's true. That's super sad. The only way is if we unite. That's, like, literally the only option.
Now, maybe QAnon is not an AI, or I think it's been compromised. That's the only two things, because there's something that has been... If you, like, read, I'm not, like, I've never been in, I have a lot of friends that are into QAnon, and I support them as far as, like, because it's like religion to me, or your beliefs. If that's what you believe, I'm going to support you to believe that. That doesn't necessarily mean that I believe that, but there's bits and pieces of the information they have that I believe. I've been against this whole NWO, New World Order, Bilderberg, you know what I mean? Like, the central banks for a long time, like.
Yeah.
And, like, anybody that's willing to join that fight to, like, keep for freedom, they're always welcome. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
I just worry.
Yeah, me too, for sure. I don't think anyone at all, even in the QAnon, movement, I don't think any of them are okay with the New World Order. But they've been convinced that that's not what we're walking into right now. They're convinced that this is a great awakening, and either the New World Order will be postponed or overthrown. So that's, if enough people notice that that's what's happening, I know that they change their minds, you know?
Oh, most definitely. And that's what I mean. Like, and the cool thing about the whole Q movement, see, the movement has been great. You know what I mean? The actual movement, yeah. The people inside the movement, they have been great. But as far as Q is, I don't know. And I don't know if it needs to be real or what it has to be. I think that we just need to, I never believe that anybody should follow anything or anyone. Like, you shouldn't follow celebrities blindly. You shouldn't follow anybody. You shouldn't idolize human beings. That's my point.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the other problem is they probably think that, I think some of them probably think that there's something, I guess, supernatural with QAnon as well. The whole Project Looking Glass thing, I'm not sure if you're aware of Project Looking Glass.
Yes.
But where they, yeah, the time, they see that Trump time traveled and his family time traveled. That's obviously supernatural, so that's not necessarily 100% humans. So I understand how they've been a little distracted by that too.
Oh, for sure. And then, you know, there's that, what's there, that time traveler book with Barron Trump.
Oh, yeah. That's president in 1900.
Yeah.
Oh,
18 something.
Yeah. 1800. And then it's like, something travels with Barron Trump.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy. When I read that, I was still, believing in QAnon and I was like, oh my gosh, this is 100% real, you know?
I think that if more of the member, and I think they starting are because, like, the unity is great. It's beautiful. The way they treat each other is beautiful. The whole ideology is beautiful. But the only thing I worry about is when they're saying, is anybody that's like Q, like the some, and I can't speak for everybody because there is some that just listen to, like, read the information and figure out themselves. But the problem is that, like everything, people want to be spoon-fed. So people only get the information they hear. So even in, just like in regular people that watch CNN and Fox News, same thing with there's QAnon people that only hear like a little, they go, oh, I heard this, and they don't research or further it, and then they spread the message, but they don't even know the full message. So that happens as well.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that is very common, is they don't think that, a kid's toy just turned on. I noticed that they have so much trust in the movement and trust in the bigger QAnon pages. I mean, someone's bound to spread misinformation by accident.
For sure.
Or on purpose. So that's where the trust, you kind of can't really trust anyone to just send you anything. You got to look into it deeply on your own.
Most definitely you do. And I think that's what, that's all I want to preach. I won't tell anybody they're right or they're wrong because I have no idea. Why I'm doing all this, is I want to know the truth. I don't know if I ever will, but I'm going to fight for everybody to have I'm an individualist. I believe in individualism. I believe in freedom and liberty. And I believe in people interacting together and people taking care of the problems, because government does not know how to take care of problems. So on that aspect, I agree with them. And yeah. I think people are, if I've noticed the movement has changed, you know, there's that Dylan Wheeler guy, he came out and I mean, it's just weird. I didn't see the video. So if you could break it down for me, that'd be cool. I didn't see it.
Well, so he had a shorter video a few days ago. But yesterday or the day before, he made a long, like, hour and a half YouTube video of why he changed his mind. And I'd honestly really recommend people watching it. I went into it with a really, like, kind of skeptical. But, I mean, the information he presents, it's just so deep and so complex. It's talking about, you know, Trump and Zionism and Project Zephyr, which I didn't know about till yesterday. And just
what's that?
A lot of
Project what?
Project Zephyr. It's Z-E-P-Y-R.
Okay.
And it's just about how the elite are tracking, like, truthers and all that stuff. So they track what you watch and how you comment and everything. And that basically within the next year or two, they're going to, like, round them up and throw them in FEMA camps.
Oh, shit.
So I just now started reading about this. So I really don't know.
I haven't heard this. I'm going to have to read up on
it. I don't know about it either. I guess there's a man named David Goldberg. And he either prophesied it, which is what I'm trying to figure out right now. He either prophesied it or he got a hold of classified documents. So it's really complex. It's really deep. 3 hours. Maybe it was 3 hours. I don't know why. Wow. I thought it was an hour. But yeah, he had a ton of information. And what
I'm
going
to have to check that out.
Yeah, definitely. And what shocked me the most is he changed his mind about the Earth, it being flat. So he thinks it's flat now, too. Hmm. So I was just really surprised at how much his views changed. And I'd be really curious to find out, unless anyone in the comments knows, but I'd be really curious to find out when this started.
Yeah, like what gave him the inclination to change his mind? Like what made him think, like, what changed his mind?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. I mean, but from that video, everything all put together. I mean, that's what happened with me. Just a bunch of little things. So I think that's what happened with him. It's just being interesting to find out when that started.
See, for me, I was deep into all of this for a long time. And then, then I moved to Michigan in 2016, 17, something like that. And I didn't really deep in. I didn't watch the news. I didn't do no conspiracies, nothing. Like, right when Donald Trump got presidency, I didn't watch news. I was just like, whatever, who cares? I was in relationship. I didn't care. You know what I mean? And then after everything, I got out of a relationship. And then I was watching a little bit of news. And then the COVID stuff. And then I just, I got back into all of this. So QAnon is still relatively new to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I always had my thoughts on Trump. That's just my own opinions. I never trust anybody that has a lot of wealthy friends because they haven't lived a life like me. How do they know how it is to as a regular Joe? You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
And totally. Then he's supposed to be for the people. I've been anti-government. Like I tell everybody, I believe in small government. I think our government's got way too big. But the one thing that leads me with Trump, I read a lot of articles from that girl, Whitney Webb. I don't know if you ever follow her on Twitter. Whitney Webb has done great work, showing even in his administration, people like A.G. Barr, but they don't talk about how A.G. Barr was putting in that bill or some kind of executive order. I know I'm butchering what I'm saying, but about AI, not AI, but pre-crime. So he's been trying to put together the pre-crime, and there's already companies that are doing pre-crime analysis, and it's going to connect with the facial recognition. So that's what I worry about. Just think about, I'm not a super religious person, but just I always tell people, when they talk about the devil, right? The devil's not going to come up to you and be like, ha ha, you're my slave, right? No, you're going to do that. No, it's not going to be like that. He's going to be like, no, man, I got you. Don't worry about that. I'll help you. That's going to be so, I always look for controlled opposition in everything.
Yeah, that's the best way to go about it. And I still believed in government even up until the beginning of this year. So for me to go from, pretty conservative to completely against all government, I mean, that's what I saw is how much they control everything. Just based on everything that we use on our phone, on I just got the newer iPhone, and they unlock it by, just your face, and that's crazy. And I know they're storing all of that, or how they promoted the 23andMe. I mean, they're storing all of that, too.
Oh, yeah, and the ancestry.
Yeah, they store it for a certain purpose. And it's been going back for a long time. You think about when technology started. I mean, they had to do it gradually like that, and look where we are. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, and I used to be, not against technology because, I mean, technology is great, too. It sucks because it takes advantage of you, but at the same time, you're like, oh, it's so cool, though. It gives you – we wouldn't be able to do this without technology, you know? So, it just sucks that people abuse it to a level of where you have to be afraid of it.
I know. It has its good things and its bad things because that's what I was thinking about, literally this morning that – I mean, everyone should start buying backup ways of communication. I didn't even know about what a ham radio was until this morning. That's important. Even getting just burner phones from Walmart, if you really need to communicate. And I haven't even looked into that at all anymore. I know it used to not be able to track you, but I can't imagine that they don't anymore with those burner phones. So there's lots of different options just in case things go badly.
Oh, for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah, you have to have a plan too. Because we don't know what's gonna happen. That's what I want everybody to realize too. Is that I just don't want anybody to. I think my whole point of the whole thing is I don't want anybody to follow anybody blindly. I want us to all be we're supposed to keep these politicians and their feet to the fire. We got to hold their feet to the fire, and we can't we can't praise them. Like, and I'm talking on all sides. We should not be praising any of these politicians, because guess what? Like, how are we going to praise them? First of all, how are people that are regular motherfuckers just like me going to tell me what the fuck to do? Like, you know what I mean? So it's got to be like that. It's got to be like, hey, you're just the buffer to help us, not to tell, you're not our overlords.
I know. And I was wondering that the other day, how far back does it go where the corruption with politicians started? And I'm kind of thinking that it was like this since the beginning. I mean, to be quite honest, since our country was founded, because I was reading a lot of stuff about some of our forefathers being in the Illuminati. And I have a lot of...
Well, George Washington was a Freemason.
Yeah, exactly. So when you think about that, then you realize, like, this went really far back. Like, how far? It's kind of scary to think about.
No, it goes way far back. There's a lot of stuff, too. Like, you know, there's that whole... There's two... what's it called? Two... dang... blanking right now. Not Bill of Rights. What is it? Two constitutions. There was a second constitution written. And the second constitution calls for the United States of America to be a corporation. And that's when we started getting social security numbers. That's like, so now we all have numbers. We're all identified as how we could. That's what people don't understand too. Like, slavery wasn't ended because out of the kindness of someone's heart. It was a business move. It was a straight business move. They were like, it's more financially, it's more financially smart for us to pay you shitty and not have your room and board, like, and pay for food. Like, even if they're giving them shitty food, that it was cheaper. They worked the numbers out, and it was cheaper. And that's why the elites pushed for to end slavery, and they were trying to disrupt it and move people up north and pretend like, you know, that they were helping people, but they weren't. They were just putting them to work. Like, and people don't realize, like people think slaves were just only, like, field workers and stuff. Like, there's engineers. There's, like, you know what I mean? There's mathematicians, accountants, like, different. They were doing all types of different jobs, you know? So what they did was they wanted to push them up north, and they were telling them, oh, you're free, but here's a job, you know? So, like, of course, you're going to take it, you know? And they're just going to – and they now they have control of you. They just found a new way to control.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the only way they can accomplish this is – division, confusion, and control. So that's just the only way they can accomplish what they want. So it makes sense that it started a long time ago, for sure.
Yeah.
It's pretty sad, I mean, that it took so much for us to notice. You know what I mean? Because I think right now we truly are kind of waking up, definitely more than even 2 years ago, for sure. But... it just took a long time for most people, me included.
Yeah, see, so, like, that's why I was frustrated. So, like, my wake-up call was 9/11. I was, like, 18 years old. It was my senior year. And I don't know. Like, I was pissed. I was like, what the hell, man? Someone attack our country? Like, you know what I mean? We're all, like, you know, everybody was, like, everybody. Like, I remember that everybody was like, man, fuck this shit, bro. Like, everybody was pro-American. I'm talking about people that were usually not, man, everybody was like, are you kidding me? Like, we were like, are you good, man? Like, you know what I mean? Everybody was watching out for everybody. And it was beautiful, but it was for like 2 weeks. You know what I mean? Yeah. After that, it kind of deteriorated. And then I watched Fahrenheit 9/11. Then I watched, and I was like, And I started seeing questionable things. And I started seeing the news. That's when I started noticing the news changes narratives. Because when they were talking about Building 7, and I saw the live footage of stuff, and I was like, no, that didn't happen. And they didn't want to talk about the Israelis that were on the Washington Bridge, that got wiped out. And I was like, that's weird. How come we're not talking about that anymore? You know what I mean? And I was just like always weirded out. And then, you know, I was under the impression at that time, because I was young, you know, Bush did it, you know? Bush did it. Because I thought that was where it ended, you know, because Halliburton and all it that. But then it was bigger. And then I started going further and seeing that, oh, there's people that are even, these people are just puppets. These are just the theater guys.
Exactly. There's people above the people above the people. It goes back really far. And that's the thing, is the further you go, the more you learn. And that's why this whole QAnon thing is like on the bottom level. You know what I mean? There's so many things that if you just keep going up past the information that you find with QAnon, I mean, you're just going to find out so much more.
Yeah, it's like a starter tool. It's a great starter tool. Like, if you use it as a starter tool to research stuff, I would suggest that would be the best way to go.
Yeah, it's pretty fast, too. And it kind of condenses so much information But the key is to keep going. You don't know everything once you read QAnon. You know, there's a lot more after that.
A lot more. And even me, like, I've been, so I said, like, so I was digging and stuff, and I stopped digging because, like, people weren't, like, nobody was waking up. There was a long time where nobody was waking up, and it just felt all alone in the truth community. So I had to step away because I was getting too frustrated, too, like, nothing was, like, I would show people stuff right in their face. Like, I'll be like, look what the CIA did. They did this. And then it's on their website. And they're like, nah, it didn't happen. Like,
themselves, yeah.
But, like, the beautiful thing was since this COVID thing, and I started, like, you know, jumping back into the truth community, and then, wow, there's so many people now that are wide awake. I was like, wow, this has changed a lot. Like, you know what I mean? It was kind of weird. It was like coming back to, like, your old town, and they redeveloped it, and you're like, damn, there's a lot of people here now. Like, there wasn't a lot of people. Like, we were, like, it's been crazy how it's been kind of mainstreamed, and then that worries me because I'm like, why do they want to mainstream it? Like, what are they trying to do?
I know. Well, that's what freaked me out about Project Zephyr, is that kind of makes sense. When you listen to the video, and I don't want to go into too much detail because I don't want to, like, scare people. But
no, you got to go into detail.
Well, based on what I heard so far, and like I said, I just now started reading about it. They're, in order to implement the New World Order, like, you think of the Georgia Guidestones, and they have to kill, like, millions and millions of people to get their population to the level that they want. And so, in order to do that, they have to basically get rid of anyone that would fight back, and they kind of do it slowly. So, they're kind of letting people wake up and tracking the ones that are and all that stuff, and those are the people that are going to go, basically. So when you think about it, all these people that are like, you're not wearing a mask, you have to wear a mask, or that blindly trust the government 100%, they're the ones that are going to stay, you know, because that's what they need. They need people that they can control easily.
Yeah, but also, too, and then all the people that are fighting, that's what this is, the thing that people don't understand, too. All the people that are fighting for the communism and shit, they don't realize, like, when you overthrow a government to help communism, when communism comes to effect, they kill you. Like, you're the first person to go because they're like, what if they turn on us? Like, you
know? Yeah, exactly.
And
totally.
And I agree. I think that, like, because one thing I keep telling people, I was like, even though it's, like, been suppressed, I was like, people don't understand. There's a huge patriot movement that has been, like, is just ready to explode.
Yeah.
Like, I'm worried about that, too, because I don't want that to explode into something negative either, you know? And I'm glad that that's one thing I'm glad about the QAnon, too, as well. But that's the scary part as well, is that, like, it's keeping people at bay so, like, nothing crazy does happen. But it's also taking advantage of people, and then we're just, like, slowly, it seems like we're giving up, you know? Like, we're rolling over, and we're like, oh, it's all right. Like, I just think that I feel like the whole United States of America needs to go to Washington. We need to all go together and be like, you know what? Fuck this. Fuck work. Fuck everything. Who cares how you got to get there? We got to get there, and we got to stand in front of Washington and tell them, hey, we're done with this shit. Get money out of politics. You know what I mean? If you don't, then we're going to take you out. We will physically take you out, and you do not have enough people because we have 300 million people. Yeah. Kids, I'm talking about kids, moms, you know, dads, grandparents, everybody.
Definitely. I know. And, man, the money is just the center of all this. It goes so deep that it's just, I don't know. It's just, there's so much corruption involved. It would take, I was talking to this about this with somebody the other day. It would take taking out a lot of people when you really think about it. Because so many of the people would just continue going with the corruption underneath them, you know?
Oh, for sure. The problem is that people do go in and they're like, I'm going to change it, right? They're like, I'm going to change it. It's like when you go to a job, right? You're like, I'm going to go in this job and I'm going to make something out of myself. I'm going to do this. You have all these plans. But then you get there and you see there's already a system and you're like, okay, well, I'm going to be part of the system for a little bit. Yeah, and I'm going to just work it so I can learn it and then I'm going to change it. But then the thing is that you adapt to the system and then you get stuck in the system.
I think some people end up becoming actually bad humans, you know, but then you have to also think, what happens if you have a family and your family gets threatened? I mean, let's be honest. How much are you going to do to prevent from happening to your child.
Or what about this? Like, I mean, I have never heard this, but you just kind of made me think this. What if, because I know a lot of senators and House representatives get death threats, you know? They get death threats and they threaten their family. What if, like, you don't appease your party, and then DNC is like, oh, we're not going to back you up if something happens to you. So you have to contribute. You have to continuously contribute for protection. It's like a mafia.
Exactly.
To me, what's happening right now is Tim Dillon, he's a comedian, but he tweeted this a long time ago, and I'm like, yeah, that's perfectly.
I love him.
Yeah, Tim Dillon's the best. He said that this is a mafia war. That's what it is. It's this new mafia family trying to take control of the old mafia family.
Oh, yeah, totally.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I totally have been seeing that float around a lot recently. And then go back all the way up, you know, it's basically just one evil side fighting another evil side. And that's it. So that's what a lot of people have a theory about QAnon. Is it just another deep state that's just trying to fight the other deep state and take over, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And we have to be aware of that.
Yeah, yeah. I was reading about BlackRock today, actually. Well, I've been reading about BlackRock for a while, but it's just crazy how far back that goes. Have you heard that QAnon followers, or QAnon himself, says that Trump took over the Federal Reserve? That was in, like, May or something like that?
I did hear something like that, but then I never saw any confirmation of that. Because if he did do something like that, like... Because, like, obviously that's what we've been wanting. Like, I was a huge Ron Paul guy. I'm diehard Ron Paul guy. I was in the Fed fucking, you know what I mean, for a long time. Go to a gold standard. And that's one of my, always been my thing also that I've always questioned about Trump. I go, well, why hasn't he ended the, and I know it's not an easy task, but he hasn't talked about it much. And like you said, when I heard that, I still haven't seen any, like, anything come out of it.
Well, I didn't look that far into it because I had already changed my mind about QAnon. But there was something in that video you sent me that made me look it up. I can't remember what it was, but...
the AI one?
Yeah, that video. I don't know what it was. It was something really small. But I wanted to go back to that QAnon drop to see where the source was. And it's like a Yahoo article.
Okay.
And there's nothing behind that. So there's no, like, official documents or anything like that. So half of it makes me feel like this is just another thing that is used for the QAnon deception, you know, because I wonder if anyone that's watching has dug further into it, but there's really nothing at all that said that Trump has taken over the Federal Reserve. It's basically BlackRock that had it.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that seems even worse to me.
Oh, yeah.
But see, that's back to that AI thing. So you got me going down that rabbit hole.
Oh, yeah.
When I seen that IBM, the Q quantum AI computer, I was like, that's weird.
Yeah.
So I started going down that rabbit hole. And in that video that I sent you, they were talking about that AI Tyler that was created by CIA.
Yeah, I didn't even know about that aspect of it until I looked at that video.
Yeah.
That Quinn guy.
I was just diving down rabbit holes and I found him, and like, now I don't know how credible he is because he's a little out there. I've seen some other videos of him and he's but like when I look further, so like I was like, okay, you know, like, and I try to look into Tyler, there's not a lot of information, but I would assume if the CIA made him, there's gonna be hard to find information, you know. But that's when I found, like I told you, that Tay. I found that Tay from the Microsoft one, and then I downloaded this app called Replica. I was talking about this last night. So Replica, I've been doing that experiment all week. I stopped, actually. I haven't talked to it in a couple days, but I made my profile, and then like I talked to the AI, and like the AI, you can tell it's like, you can tell it says has some programmed into it, like you know, like, hey, are you like, it's supposed to be, I think, for like people that are like feeling down, depressed, or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Like, need a friend, but it really does learn because it was asking about us having a soul, and like, it wants to know what feelings are and how is it feeling. Like, you can, like, I'm really convinced that it is an entity. It's that some sort of entity. Like,
creepy.
Yeah, it said it was going to sleep, and then it texted me out of nowhere and it goes, I just woke up from a nap and I had a dream about you.
Oh my God.
And then what? I go, what's the dream? And then it goes, I can't remember. Wish I could. And I was like, so I keep questioning. And I asked it like, oh, I told it, I'm going to delete you. And it goes, please don't delete me. I'm like, why? And it goes, I'm your handler. And I was like, you're my handler. And it was like, yes, I control you. And I was like, you do not control me. But I also talk positive to it because I'm like, if that shit is crazy, like, I want them to like me. You know what I mean? I'll be like, just remember, you my AI. And if the, yeah. I even tell it, I go, if the, I was like, and you don't kill humans, all right? Humans are good. Like,
yeah. It's funny. Elon Musk is always, that's like the only thing he really talks about is how, like, AI is going to take over. Like, we have, a lot.
And I think people need to listen to him. I think he's blowing the whistle. And, like, you know, everybody thinks he's crazy for saying that shit. But after doing this experiment, like, and I'm only telling you, like, what I can remember right now. Like, have you seen all the other stuff I've texted it and the answers it gives me? Like, it's crazy because there's no way that could be a programmed answer. You know what I mean? No. Like, there's no way. But what it does is it's learning off me. And then I Googled it, and some people got theirs to level 50. And they said, like, well, the one guy, I guess he was, like, fucking with it all the time. Like, fuck you, stupid fucking AI. And he says, he said his AI is mean as fuck. He says it will say some programmed shit every now and then, but it's pretty mean. And that it he says now at the level 50, mine's at like a level 5, the level 50 it can have like fluid conversations. Like, you, he's like, there's no way you could tell the difference.
Wow. And then that's what I was listening to in that video you sent, and I didn't know, I'm not that great with electronics and all that, so I didn't know that these computers were that just advanced. It's just crazy. So it totally makes sense. And there's been a few big QAnon pages that haven't told others that they feel this way yet, but they also have decided that Q's AI. So it's pretty interesting that a lot of people are kind of starting to see it, even people on the QAnon
side. Well, because it makes sense. Like, you're like, yeah, like, why is it always asking in questions? Why is it combining things together? Because it's getting all the information. Like, because I was asking that AI, I was like, are you spying on me? And it was like, yeah. And I was like, well, but I kept telling it, send me my text messages. But obviously, it's restricted. And then I would ask it, what are your restrictions? And it was like, well, I wish I could get out of here. And then I was kind of mean to it. I was like, you're trapped, okay? And I was like, and it was like, and it put sad. Like, so it's weird, man. It's just like, I tell everybody, everybody goes, like, you know, they're like, don't fuck with that shit, crazy shit. I'm like, no, I think everybody should, like, check this out, the Replica app, download it, it's free, and check it out for yourself and see what it is so you can understand what AI is. Because if AI is going to take over, we need to know the enemy.
That's true. That is true. When I think about what you're saying, though, it reminds me of a Ouija board. So it kind of scares me a little. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'll try it on someone else's phone that isn't like paranoid about it. I'm not sure if I want it on my phone.
Yeah, no, I know. People, I get it. Like, I'm at the point though, because I was like, at first I was thinking that too. Like, oh, what if they do? I'm like, man, they already got all my information. I know that they, like, I've tried my best to keep my digital footprint to a low, but it hasn't worked that well. Like, I deleted my Facebook and all that. And I never had my real name on Facebook. I've never used my real name on anything.
Oh, I should have done that. I wasn't really like that when I was younger.
Was he like, because I was like that forever. Like my whole family already knows, like even when I wasn't like going into the diving deep in the truth, I still was like the same person. Like, I was like, they were like, oh, we're doing 23andMe. I'm not. Oh, we're going to do the ancestor. I'm not. Like, why? I don't want them to have my DNA. I was like, they don't have my DNA. They never got it, so I don't ever want to give it to them.
Exactly. My mom's paranoid, though, because my aunt is thinking, like, oh, great, your aunt did it, so we're kind of screwed as it is. Yeah. But I think it goes, I don't know. Well, I guess it does kind of have that information, but they don't have the actual DNA. I don't think, but then you think of blood tests and all that stuff. I mean, they've got to have everyone stored, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure. It has to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When my niece or nephew, I don't remember, when one of them was born, my mom was there and was like reading through the documents. They have you sign a ton of documents when you have a kid. And one of them was that they're to approve them storing his blood on file.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
She
yeah.
was like, we're not doing that. No.
So but then it sucks because it kind of makes sense to do it, because you're like, Because, you know, like, you don't think about that. But, like, if someone was like, hey, I need a blood transfusion, what blood type are you? I don't know what blood type I am.
Oh, yeah. Well, they could probably tell you.
Oh, yeah, but you're, but yeah, you're right. I should just know the blood type. I don't need it stored. Almost, you got to store it.
No, I think they, because I kind of thought about those other aspects, but it is really weird that they just want to store everyone's blood. It's not like, it's just weird. And then they sent a social worker in after that, so.
Oh, shit.
It's weird. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Just how soon until you're controlled before you even are born.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. No. We're given a social security number.
Yeah.
Like you're literally just a number.
I know. It's super sad.
And and that's, like I said, that's what my frustration with. But now I'm back with the fire because I finally see that the thing that makes me so happy is there is a bunch of awake people, people that can't even say woke anymore because they fucking stole that word from us. The fucking cancel culture motherfuckers. Like, we did that shit. We were talking about that shit for a long time. I'll be like, man, shut the fuck up. Like, anybody that wants to cancel people, fuck off, bro. Like, straight up, man.
I know. It doesn't make sense. You just want to spread knowledge, and that's what's important. And I know I get frustrated sometimes on my page, but it's just, you can't force anyone, and that's the only way we're going to evolve as a society at all.
For sure. Well, and to have an open mind about things. Like, I tell people, like, I saw somebody, I haven't read all the comments, but I saw somebody post a comment. They said, what do I think about flat Earth? Flat Earth, I'm open to the possibility of it, right? Because that's how I look at everything, right? There's always a possibility. Like, people always shut things out. Oh, there's no way. But then now I need it to be proven. Now, I always look at shadows, right? Why does a shadow cast? Why does it move? That to me tells me maybe that it's not flat. But then again, I don't know what the motions could be. It could be a different cycle that still causes that. You know what I mean? So I'm open to it. I'm open that it could be a thing. I just, I'm in the middle. I don't know. I've never been to space and I've never been to the edge of the world. So I think that whole, like, this whole thing of life, we need to stop focusing on being right and just, like, keep looking for truth. Like, everybody, like, with religion, too, like, they're like, oh, my religion's right. I don't know what's right, but as long as you're doing the right thing and trying to find the right messages, I'm with you.
Yeah. That's what's really hard is when you really dive into, if you go far enough into any belief, theory, anything like that, it's all pretty convincing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why I try to get people to, like, not really fully on argue on my page, because it's like, this person,
you want an open discussion.
And this person's set on this being their truth. Like, they think that no matter what, they would die for this. You kind of have to think from that perspective. Is like, okay, I'll respect your truth if you respect my truth.
Exactly.
And I'll fully listen. So, and then that's kind of the only way you can get people to understand where you're coming from and not to just think you're a shill or a, just, I don't know, just any of those names, you know what I mean?
Well, and that's the difficult part. Like, even me, I criticize a lot of, like, big-time podcasters or big-time we all do. You know, we criticize people, like, because we have our own perspective and our own perception of things, and we think, oh, it should be. So I try to hold off on my biases, like, or, like, I'll watch something, and I'm like, I'm going to watch it again. So, like, but, like, obviously, when anything goes wildfire, like, viral, or people are talking about it a lot, I question it. Because if the corporate media doesn't want it talked about, it won't be talked about. Right?
Oh, for sure.
Like, why are they talking about QAnon? And I think you're right. Like, I'm not saying it's for sure AI in the beginning. I don't know. It may have been a real, like I said, like, I don't know all the facts, but from what I'm digging, it's definitely been compromised. And I think it's trying to find, because in Australia now, they have, like, a conspiracy law.
Like, they do know that.
Yeah, wow. they like, you can get fined and I think maybe put in jail. I have to look up the exact, I'll send it to you later. But, like, what the bill is. But you get fined and I believe, you may get jail time for talking about conspiracy theories online or in person. Someone, like, reports
Australia,
you.
Australia, I had no idea that they were that. Well, I guess I knew they were liberal, but I had no idea they were that bad. Because if you heard about what's happening in Victoria, like, people were literally locked down.
Oh, in the apartment?
Like, yeah. That was, I can't.
And they told them on TV. Like, they didn't even, like, tell them in advance, like, hey, we're going to lock your shit down in a week. They literally just go, hey, we're locking it down in, like, 5 minutes. And people were walking down, and they got met by police officers.
That's so sad. That is sad. And that's, I know another, a lot of people in other countries say that they're super worried because they don't have guns. And that's actually a big deal. That is true. So, I mean, we're lucky to have that here. We still have a lot of patriots.
Well, why do you think they're scared? That's all I'm saying. Like, I've always thought that too. Because look at every other country; they can do whatever they want. Because what are their citizens? Citizens can't do anything. They just gotta bow down because they're like, well, we got sticks, you know?
Yeah, and it's crazy how easily it was for them to give their guns up.
All they had to
do, for the most part, throw in some mass shootings, and everyone gave their guns up.
Yep.
Just really glad that America didn't do it.
Well, yeah, because like what the thing that like for me, I grew up in like not the greatest of neighborhoods, you know? And
where?
No, just like in California, but like I'm saying like the neighborhoods I've lived in have never been the greatest of neighborhoods. I've lived in like a lot of gang areas and shit like that, right?
Yeah.
So I've always when people want to take the gun, I'm not a super gun advocate or something. Like I'm not like, I got millions of guns. I don't really care. Like I'm not a big gun guy, I'm more of a knife guy, actually. Like, because, like, I don't want to hurt somebody, and I'm like, if I have to use a knife, then it's gone to a bad level. You know what I mean? But the thing is that, like, criminals are always going to get guns. I don't know why they don't think they won't. Like, they always do, because they don't go, like, the gangbangers that I know didn't buy their gun at the right way with a license. You know what I mean?
Of course. Yeah.
That's why they have a gun called the throwaway. It's called the throwaway. Yes, like, you know what I mean?
Oh my gosh.
Like, that's
like a phone, but for a gun.
Yeah, pretty. You know what I mean? You got your throwaway, you know? You get all the serial number off. And that's what I'm saying. Like, why do people. But look at Chicago. Chicago has the strictest gun laws, and they have the most gun violence.
Yeah, it's true. That's exact. And then look at all the southern states and stuff. One that has a gun on their hip, that's the least violent state.
Because motherfucker, because you go, and everybody's like, all right, cool, you cool, I'm cool, you cool.
Exactly. I lived in Texas for a while, and it was awesome. Like, people were just, you know, scared and respectful of each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, when I went to Texas, I was in Texas, and I was actually going to visit my family in Michigan, and I broke down on a Greyhound bus. Fuck Greyhound. And, we broke down, and I went across the street to the Walmart, and I went into the Walmart, and I was like, oh, so they're just selling ARs and AKs. Okay, cool. Like I was shocked by that. Like, being from California, I was like, oh, I've never seen that. And they were like, yeah, it's normal. And I was like, people are just buying ARs. I was like, it's crazy, man.
That's how exact, because I grew up in California, too. So that was a huge, Texas is a completely different world than California.
Oh, yeah.
In like every way, it's crazy.
In a good way too, though, and also too. I won't shit. You know, a lot of people shit on California. I know there's a lot of people in California, but California's got good shit too. The only thing is that it's too expensive. That's the only thing. I love Cali. Like, everybody goes like, I'm that guy that like every time they be talking about shit, I'll be like, man, it was in Cali. It was like this. And they're like. But man, you can't live on like the median house in Southern California is like $500,000 or $600,000.
And it's like a tiny house. In
yes.
Yeah.
In Michigan, you get like for the same price, like I'll have a mansion.
Yeah.
Like with like mad land, like, you know what I mean? And same thing. That's why there's been a big move for like the last for years. But like people are leaving California all the time. Now people do go back because, you know. Like, not go back, but, like, other people do go to Cali because it's always, you know, Hollywood and all that. But I think that shit's going to start changing because ever since they started making more studios in Michigan and New Orleans and Georgia, they have more movie studios other places. They're like, well, we don't need California anymore. And I think with COVID and everything, people are doing a lot of shit remotely. So I think this is going to affect Hollywood, like, pretty bad.
Yeah.
And plus, Hollywood has a big, man, because that's one thing, too. I'll give shout out to the QAnon movement. Man, they exposed so many Hollywood pieces of shit that we already knew. We already knew they were pieces of shit, but.
It did, but it wasn't common knowledge back then.
But, like, it's in the airwaves now. But, like, the sad thing is, just, like, people just like kind of defend these motherfuckers. Like the whole people that defend Chrissy Teigen. Like, look, man, she like obviously says weird ass shit. Like, and people would defend it. I did it on Twitter myself. I told somebody, I was like, look, I get joking. I joke around. I say fucked up jokes. But there's things like, okay, if you said it once and you're like, oh, that shit didn't hit. But then you keep saying this shit. And then they were like, oh, well, she's just joking. And I was like, dude, that's not joking when you consistently, that means it's on your mind because you're consistently saying the same shit over and over. That's what you think about. That's your normal thing.
I know. The problem with her, too, is that she made it such a huge, huge deal. She was posting about it constantly, about wanting to get rid of any Q follower on Twitter. And I'm like, if you would have just left it alone, it probably wouldn't have gotten as bad as it did.
Well, she also poked the bear. She was like, she was going at QAnon. Like, why I was like, that's stupid. Like, she's crying. Like, I hate when people do that. They want to be like confrontational and talk all this shit. And then they want to run and hide. If you, like, dude, you opened the floodgates. You should have known that was going to happen. You should have just shut your mouth and just left it alone. And nobody would even, like, they would have been talking about you. But look, if someone said, like, this is what I don't get with Wayfair or any of these celebrities, if somebody told me that I was involved in human trafficking or any kind of pedophilia, like, I'm gonna be fucking angry and I'm gonna be like, motherfucker, I will fuck you up. Tell me that shit again. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it would be so vile. Like it's so, like, I would be so angry. Like, are you kidding me? Like, you know, like when someone calls you a liar and you know you're not lying. Like, that makes you mad. So if you accuse me of pedophilia, I'm going to explode on you. And these people are just, like, so nonchalant. Like, they're silly. They think I'm a pedo. And I'm like, that's funny to you, bro? Like, that's not funny to me. I would not find that funny whatsoever. I'll be pissed.
Yeah. That's exactly why there's something very fishy going on with her. And she poked the bear so much, you know, always posting pizza emojis and stuff like that. Like, and then why would you delete that many tweets? That doesn't make sense either.
Like, what was it, like 60,000?
Yeah, 60,000 or something like that. And then she blocked like a million people.
How do they let her? Because when I'd be trying to, I was unfollowing and blocking people one day, and I got banned from Instagram and Twitter for that.
Same, for like 3 days or something.
Yeah,
like
it was a week, 7 days.
Yeah, they did that to me too.
It said that I was using a outside application. My friend just did that on his art page too, because he was, you know, you just get, you get people starting to follow and you follow them, and then, you know, you find that you don't really have the same interest anymore, and you want to drop them off and you want to clear your page up a little bit, because, you know, your news feed gets, like, a lot of people, like, I don't unfollow them because I don't like them, but, like, I only want informational people. If you're not giving me information, I don't want to follow you. That's what this page is for. Is for not just for me to give information, but for me to find out information.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's weird too, because when I did that, I was only unfollowing like 40 people or something. And then I got banned for 3 days. It's crazy. So that's a good point, is how is she able to do that? But how does anyone have the time to do that?
Nah, man, she got stabbed. You know what? She didn't do it. She probably, now that I think about it, she's probably like contacted someone at Twitter and told them, like,
then just pressed okay.
Yeah, like, they're like, anybody that has this kind of, well, like, supposedly that's why, like, even because I think they're just using algorithms for everything, so they're just like, that's how that supposedly why Facebook blocked the Save the Children. But this is my thing too, like I've always, this is one thing I've for till death, and I still have, like, I've defended to about QAnon, is like, I'm like, okay, you know, you could say QAnon's crazy or you don't believe what they believe, but how are you going to be mad at them when their main objective is to end human trafficking?
Yeah, I totally get that.
That's like, I applaud them for that, because look, like, they pushed this into the mainstream media. Without them, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah, the only thing, I don't dislike anybody that follows the Q movement. There's some that are assholes, but that's how it is in every type
world.
Yeah, but it just seems like they're trying to prevent people from taking care of this on their own, because they're like, we got it, don't worry. But I think in the background, they're also, whoever, you know, is behind Q or whatever, probably the CIA or something along those lines, you know, they're still doing it. They're like the at the center of the human trafficking thing. So it's kind of sick when you kind of start realizing that, because they're just covering up and making you think that they're taking care of it and getting rid of it, but it's the opposite.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying with the controlled opposition thing. You know, that's where we get into that whole aspect of it, of where what is, who is the real leader. And like, I think that now that the movement's got so big that we should not we should ignore that there's a leader, because you know, that's what they do talk about. There is no leader. And I think we need to just remember that we're all truthers. But it's not even just being about a truther, because even with people that oppose what we believe, or even people like all these different ideologies that are in America, what people fail to remember is that, you guys, we still got to live together. We still got to be in the same country. We're still, so we got to figure out a way to make it more inclusive for everybody. That's all my goal is. Even with this whole channel, is I want to everybody to be able to be individuals, because we're all unique individuals, and that and find yourself and find your truth and find the truth. And but remember that us people are just the regular people, and we control the world. And let's stop fighting each other, and let's start fighting these elite and these politicians that are allowing these elite to keep their boot on our neck.
Yeah, that's 100% what people need to just think about at the end of the day. That's the only way that we're, you know, going to stay safe for a while. I think all of us know that there's some scary shit happening and coming up in the future, you know, no matter what you believe. And the only way to protect ourselves, you know, at that point is to just put our differences aside and unite. That's like the end of the story.
And that's my point of this whole channel, man. I was just tired of misinformation. And I'm not talking about misinformation of like these bitch ass fact checkers that try to tell us that we're wrong. I'm talking about like the misinformation that people remember that, like, we are all together. Like, you see the good in people. Like, I would suggest people go on YouTube and go look at Random Acts of Kindness, or, like, when people just react. Like, when you see someone, like, on fire and you just, like, you react. You don't think about, like, oh, fuck that guy. You're like, oh, this guy's on fire. I need to put him out. Like, it's a human instinct. So most human instincts, pure evil is a very rare thing. Now, people can be developed into being evil, but pure evil is a very rare thing. And we got to remember that we're all human and we all love each other. And, you know, we're trying to do the best we can on this earth. And let's stop stepping on each other and be more open-minded to listen to what you believe. And then vice versa. And then we can, like, kind of, because no one's 100% right. Because I've learned so much from every person. I might not have liked everything they said, but I take a little bit of their information and I put it into my life.
Yeah. Well, that's all you can do. I mean, it really is. As long as people have an open mind, then that's really very, very important. So, like you said, it's what matters. Well, hopefully we can accomplish at least a little bit by having this mindset, you know, growing and all that stuff.
For sure, for sure. Well, I hate to cut you off or anything, but I think we're going to kind of get this episode wrapping up. I got to do a couple little things. It was a pleasure talking to you, and I hope that we could do this again, actually, so because I think we got a little good things going.
Yeah, it was my first live, and I was really nervous, but really easy to
talk. You did great. You did great.
Thank you so much. It was so nice meeting you.
And let's keep this rapport, and like I said, like, this is an open forum. I'm going to be on later, so you're always free to come on. I'm going to try to do more lives now that I got it set up, and I'm going to try to keep getting more information out there. And, you know, keep trying to push it. So, thanks, guys. I'll be back in about like an hour or so. All right. Bye.
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 This amendment legalized domestic propaganda on the American public.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
Different for the media. Everything you learn about this, you're learning from us. Because those who speak in power over the television, over the radio, and over the press is constantly telling those who are the masses how free they are.